The Elephant Man by Arthur Taylor. Copyright Burlington Books 2011. Chapter 1. The Circus Sideshow. Believe it or not, I didn't always look this way. They say I was a normal baby. At the age of 3, some small bumps grew on the left side of my body. Over the years, more bumps appeared all over me. My head started to grow larger and larger, and my spine became bent. A tumor grew over my right eye, as big as an orange. My right hand became deformed, and a fungus covered my entire body. Now, I look like a monster instead of a man. A cruel man called Tom Norman is my owner, and he runs the circus sideshow. He tells the audience that elephants attacked my mother when she was pregnant with me, but it isn't true. My mother died when I was 12, and my father remarried. His new wife threw me out. She didn't want to raise a monster. I wanted to work, but nobody would employ me because I was too ugly and deformed. I was even kicked out of the poorhouse. Then Norman found me. He knew he could make a lot of money by displaying me at the circus. People come from all over the country and pay a lot of money to see Norman's circus freaks. There are midgets, women with beards, fire eaters and Siamese twins. And of course, there is me, the Elephant Man. The crowds pay to see us all. "Ladies and gentlemen," Norman says, standing in front of a curtain waving his cane, "you will now see the most terrible monster in the world. But I warn you, ladies, children, and other nervous people may faint." Then Norman slowly pulls open the curtain with his cane. Everyone is curious. They bend their heads to get a good look at me. I stand in my cage, wearing torn trousers and no shirt. I never speak. When the people see me, some scream, some run, and some cry. And some of them really do faint. I am the scariest, ugliest creature they have ever seen. Although it's cold and dirty, and there is a lot of fog, we sleep in tents outside the fairgrounds. I have to sleep sitting up, because I can't breathe when I lie down. Last night, after the crowds left, a man came and asked for a private show. The man and Norman argued outside my tent. "Why should I give you a special show?" Norman asked. He was drunk as always. "I am Dr. Frederick Treves," the man said. "I work in a hospital with people who are deformed." "We don't give private shows," Norman said. "You'll have to pay extra." Then the doctor pulled out his wallet and paid Norman a lot more than the usual fee. Norman, easily persuaded by money, opened the door to the tent, and the doctor entered. I sat in the corner and stared at the doctor, and he stared at me. He wore an elegant black suit, a hat, and a tie. He had a black beard. The doctor raised his hand to his mouth in shock, and then his eyes became wet with tears. After a few minutes, he stepped closer. I grunted because I was afraid. The doctor asked, "What is your name?" I didn't answer. People think I'm stupid because it's hard for me to speak. Then he continued, "Do they treat you well here?" I still didn't answer. After that, he said, "I would like to examine you in the hospital." and I still didn't answer.
"He's an idiot, Doctor," Norman said. "His real name is Joseph Carey Merrick, but most people know him as John. I discovered the poor creature. He can't say anything."
"I see," the doctor said. He gave Norman a business card and said, "I want you to send Mr. Merrick to my office."
"No chance," Norman said. "I won't let you take away my elephant man. He is the biggest moneymaker in the circus."
Dr. Treves said, "Nobody is going to steal the elephant man. I simply want to examine him." The doctor gave Norman more cash and said, "This should be enough money to have him for one day." Then he walked away. The next morning, Norman woke me up by hitting me with his cane.
"Get up! You're going to the hospital today. Get dressed and put on your hood. Take the train and don't cause any trouble."
It isn't easy for me to travel in the open streets. I can't walk fast because my legs and back are bent. Also, I have to cover myself up. If people see me on the train or on the street, they will be afraid. I am scared that a policeman will think I am a wild animal or a crazy person and shoot me. I keep my whole body completely hidden. I wear a long black coat, big boots, a scarf to cover my neck, and gloves to cover my hands. I also wear a big hood that masks my deformed head. The hood has got two small holes in it so that I can see. Over the hood, I wear a cap to make sure that the hood doesn't slip off. When children see me in the street, they always follow me and ask me to take off my hood. But if I took it off, I would frighten them to death. I don't get angry with people for being scared when they see me. The first time I saw myself in a mirror, I was scared too. I once read an interesting poem by Isaac Watts. It's true, my form is something odd, but blaming me is blaming God. I'd like to explain those words to people, but I never have an opportunity to talk to anybody. I took some money from Tom Norman and started to walk slowly to the train station. It was hot and itchy under my mask. I carried a photograph of my mother in my pocket. She had the face of an angel, and I always felt better when I looked at it.